Los Angeles and beyond. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. I come to you this week, as I do every week, with the best in soul roots music. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm honored that you would join me for the show. We got a couple of cool cats in here. We got Jeff Alfredo.
What's up?
Returns. And back. Kristen Navarro returns.
Hello, hello.
Kristen Navarro is a local chef, entrepreneur type person. And I love having him on the show, man, because he loves to talk about food. And loved ones, if you ever saw a picture of me, it'd be fairly obvious that I love food. And we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of his upcoming events through his company, HelloFresh. And talk a little bit about the philanthropy that he does, right?
Yeah, we started doing this event a couple years back, and you were one of our earlier supporters, where we just barbecue. I came back from Chicago, and I wanted to barbecue.
Burgers and Beets.
Yeah. In the winter, yeah. And first time we got to do it was Burgers and Beets, where we just made burgers, people tip us, and the events come, and the proceeds go to help a certain nonprofit.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. First up, I got for you Tune Yards, Questlove. Doing a tune called Lady, a little bit in the spirit of Fela Kuti. Please enjoy.
Can't wash it out, shit is real, conjure rebel. Put us on our knees, make us fiend to clean down. Keep it real, you afraid when we speak loud. When we scream, you seen a ghost in the haunted house. Simmer down, it's the black, you can't bleach out. And the story we gon' breathe in and breathe out, lady.
Lady,
This is a brand new tune from Malice Russell featuring the late Gerondo. Check it out. A new tune from Malice Russell featuring the late great Gerondo, Bay Area legend. If that sounds a little familiar to you, you probably saw one or two promos for the upcoming series of Mad Men that's featured. That's brought to us by the good folks over at True Thoughts Records. It's nice to hear there's still some additional material from Gerondo out there. Before that, we heard Los Angeles' own Orgone with a little Fela Kuti-inspired tune called No False Ideals from their New You record out last year, self-released. And prior to that, another Fela-inspired tune called Lady from Tune Yards, Questlove, and a whole host of other folks. That's off of the Red Hot and Fela album from the Red Hot organization. Charity organization does a bit of AIDS relief and research over in Africa. And cool. Christian, man.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, thanks so much for coming back. Christian Varro's a local chef. I first came acquainted, as he mentioned, through one of his sort of small events called Burgers and Beats. And what I like about Christian, I mean, the fact he's just a nice dude, like, he's just really enthusiastic and passionate about the culinary arts, and he likes to talk about it, which, you know, which, who doesn't want to hear about food, man, you know?
Yeah. It's always interesting, especially when you just talk about food. People can let their imagination kind of run wild and let's go in. So, yeah.
And so you got to, first let's mention the website, the HelloFresh. HelloFresh is spelled as the French spelling, right?
Yeah.
H-E-L-L-A from Northern California. And fresh is spelled F-R-A-I-C-H-E, HelloFresh. And you can find that HelloFresh. Is it HelloFresh.com or HelloFresh.tumblr.com?
It's both. The .com will work as well.
Okay, we'll mention it again, loved ones. And it'll also be up on our website, which is neighborhood-love.com. And so you have an event coming up, a Burgers and Beats event?
Yes, we're doing that. That's the 19th of April. We're going to be doing it in North Hollywood. It's going to be, I don't know if we can announce. Yeah, I think we can announce it. It's 12027 Vose Street, number 8 over in North Hollywood. Closest cross street is Sherman Way and Laurel Canyon.
And what delicacies are being planned?
This one, we're I think we're gonna do a revival. We're gonna do the croissant burger that we've done, which is the croissant.
I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that one. This actually particular event helps this Future Sound. It's a start off in the Bay Area nonprofit. It helps outer or inner city kids connect, and instead of spending all their time on the streets, but get into music production. So. My friend Elliot, he leads that, and it's kind of cool just seeing the kids. He does so we're doing a fundraiser to help them.
That's awesome.
Raise funds, yeah.
Yeah, I heard Jeff Raffredo volunteered to play solo bass through the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Do you think that would be a little bit upsetting? Just bass solo for 3 hours?
Yeah. It's good for the food, like the vibe, the vibrations coming off of the instrument.
I can see it, like a whole.
Not annoying at all.
It's like, massaging the ingredients.
No, but if there's anything I think you could play to a bass line, I could just see the whole montage of like, boom, like whatever, just walk it down. And
heartbeat.
It's like boom, boom, boom.
And Jeff Raffredo, what do you got going on? I think AgriLife's got a couple gigs coming up, right?
Yeah, that's right. The end of this month, April 24th. The Observatory in Santa Ana.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the 25th, the Belly Up Tavern in North County, San Diego, Solana Beach. Nice. Yeah. First shows of the year, I think. We've been just chilling. So, yeah.
Really cool. Well, yeah, I guess the weather, you guys are a nice warm weather band, you know, so the sun comes out. It seems like.
We try to bring it, you know.
I was just talking about I had on a show last week, Greg Narvis, and we were talking about. Cool thing about your band and Hepcap both, even though you guys aren't, the roots are similar, but you guys have your individual sounds, but you guys are not crossover bands. That's what I kind of dig.
Mm.
You know, I mean, a lot of bands have went on to make some dough, you know, like No Doubt.
Yeah.
And Sublime would have probably been very, very, very rich. They're sort of crossover bands, you know what I mean? You guys both kind of stick to your guns as far as the roots, and you want to keep it pure.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. Trying to stick to this certain style.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And one of the first big tie in here, one of the first it wasn't a Burgers and Beats event, I think it was a pop up dinner event, but like you just threw on your iPod Christian and it was just like all reggae. And I think it was like a spur of the moment thing too. And you also set up, you didn't have enough lights, and I remember you grabbed some of your strobes for photography. And set them up with the, you know, the umbrellas in the corners. It was perfect, man. It was like the perfect lighting, perfect music. And like, I went with our buddy Cyrus, but I didn't know anybody else. And by within a half an hour, I knew everybody at the table. It was just such a great. So I think what I'm trying to say is like, I don't think you seem to spend a lot on the environment. You just make it happen, you know, the atmosphere.
Yeah, a lot of times that's how it happened. It's just kind of just improvisation a lot of the times. When I first started doing those pop-ups, I knew I wanted to cook and I knew I wanted people there. Mm-hmm. That's all I thought about.
What do you do with all the dishes, man? I notice you pack up all the dishes in like these milk crates.
Yeah, just
you just chuck them off the side of the hill.
No, just get bagged up, and then just there's the whole after the event's done, there's the ugly part of just like washing and cleaning, and catering is just it's just a big. There's more work to do after the event's done.
Yeah,
you could charge people to bring their shotguns and like throw them in the air like clay pigeons.
Yeah,
the dirty dishes. They make some money.
Yeah.
And it'd be fun to throw the dishes, too.
Mm-hmm. Neighbors will like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me see. We got, you do a lot of, now we were talking about you living in North Hollywood, or Sherman Oaks, right?
Yeah, Sherman Oaks.
And you do a lot of cooking at home?
I do. I cook when I can. A lot of times there's so many events that go on. There's like food that's around, but sometimes you're just in the mood. And ever since the sun started to come out, I started like smoking things and just getting in that hole.
Like what? Like walk us through one of your latest adventures here.
Oh, we're just doing pork shoulders. Just that was one thing I just wanted to do. Just do it. Pork shoulders.
What do you do to it? Is there like a glaze or what? Forgive me, I'm a novice. Like, is there any kind of brining or something?
Yeah, most of the times we go to get the salt and the sugar and the flavor of the brine to penetrate. You got to just brine the meat and let it soak in.
What does brining do?
Brining allows the salt and sugar and the flavor of the brine to penetrate. And also, it keeps the meat extremely moist. Because you're gonna submit it to a process. So once the salt and sugar goes in, it retains water and retains like moisture. When you submit something to a smoky environment for hours at a time, you want to keep that the concentration gradient of the liquid inside. So, but yeah, in the scientific way,
so it doesn't become jerky.
Yeah.
Somebody told me if you brine your meat, I mean, there's barely a chance that it could be undercooked because just molecularly, like the process is, it kind of does like an internal cooking.
To a certain extent, yeah, you can actually, if you brine something, you could start cooking it over a certain amount of time. Brine is just it's kind of like a marinade for the most part. So, but I do a little bit of both. So I do a brine process, and I also have like a rub that I go on. So depending on what I'm smoking or what I'm cooking,
it's a little bit of both. What do you serve it with?
Meat. No, it's funny because I did a barbecue the other day and like all I had was just meat and I didn't know what starch to have, so I had some macaroni salad. So the table was actually labeled meat with an arrow to the left and starch with an arrow to the right. And that was it. I didn't write the menu.
Now I know you're not much of a drinker yourself. Do you know your wines pretty well?
What's that? Wines?
Your wines.
Yeah, usually since I've been sober almost 2 years now, and I just find someone who is into wines and have them kind of pick it out.
Yeah, that stuff is pretty interesting to me too, not just the main course, but like, you know, all the other accoutrements, you know. I want to come back and talk to you in a few minutes too, but you guys sticking around? You want to hear some more music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
let me see, we got here some good stuff. I'm going to start you off with, there's going to be a little bit of hip-hop, some new stuff. Can Kick comes out of Oxnard. And he was sort of a year behind Madlib in age and school and sort of came, but they sort of, you know, learned their craft at about the same time. He's out of Oxnard, California. Can Kick. And his tune is called, he's got a unique style. I think you'll like it.
Nardcore.
Shrooming Birds Morning Song is the name of the tune from the beautiful Opus of Love, Deeper Than the Flesh album out last year. That was self-released. He's a producer as well as an artist. Right after that, we got Chester Watson. And I also want to get your guys' take on this guy. I kind of like him. He's got a little bit of a guru vibe. But he's young, dude. Like, I think the song we're going to hear was recorded when he was 16. I think he's 17 now. And then some Jose James after that. Hope you enjoy it.
Don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps, cause you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I still going, honey. I still climbing.
You don't know.
Hey, check this guy out. This next one, Chester Watson. You can check out his, if you like this tune, check out his Bandcamp, Chester Watson.
Looking in the sky when he can see the mouse stench of the range of the people walking and talking nonsense. In the park, I see a man sitting there with a newspaper on his head and head. I think it would be down for me to tell him that he'd been waiting around here for all of his life. And it's a time for the soul to come. When it came, I saw the same old scene over and over again, my friend. People talking and squawking in the park and sitting on the bench, thinking about things. I think of all the people in the park, sleeping in the street, living from the heart, sleeping in the street, living's kind of hard, sleeping in the street. People fall apart as a park bench is painted black and white. When you sleep there, it don't get wet when you wake up, because the trees are withered and so you dry in the sunlight. You sit there and you prepare to make a move, and so you go through each and every can, looking inside, trying to see something that you didn't see last night. You want to get something to eat and you go down the street. You see some friends of yours, and then they always be saying, what's happening, man? You sleeping in the park again? Yeah, nothing but a survival thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's your life. Then again, my friend, all they want to do is play you like you are a fool, but I know better. You're safe from school through this day, cool. Mark, you are my school, now know better. I maintain black, we'll overcome. In the sun, on the bench in the park where you lay when it's dark and it's wet. Cause it's raining on you, you got newspapers and you like to go home. But you can't cause you just got put out on your own. You're thinking about your kids, you're thinking about your girl, you're thinking of all the things you did. You see the children play, you hear the people barely look at you laughing while they're on the way. Sleeping in the street, living from the heart. Sleeping in the street, people fall apart. Yeah. Something, but they ain't nothing, they frontin', not a people know standing. All those people something. Earth burst on the edge of all time, and yet they search for drums and imperial dreams. Simply so far, can't buy my soul, won't sell my soul to the devil on another level, never with another rebel in trouble. Oh no, I'll never see them go down. My people can't go down. Street living from the heart, sleeping in the street, people fall
apart. Check this out. Anthony Valadez, local LA icon, KCRW DJ, photographer, musician. He did this tune with the Decoders on his newest record, brand new music from the album In Search Of on the Plug Research label. Anthony Valdez. In Search of is the name of the record on the Plug Research label out of Los Angeles. Before that, we heard Jose James, and that sounded a little familiar to you, right?
That's right. So the song was totally based on a Freddie Hubbard tune from the early 70s called Red Clay. Mm-hmm. They basically took the same exact groove and sort of changed up the chords a little bit, changed up the bass line, but the groove is exactly the same. Mm-hmm. It's classic.
Ethically, is that done? Is that, like, you know, with reggae, it's kind of, there's just a spirit of borrowing that goes on, and it's just kind of part of the biz.
The version, as they call it.
Is that the same way you'd say with
jazz? I think in any style of music, I think that's pretty common. But yeah, in reggae, it's sort of a part of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But whereas in other styles of music, everything's borrowed from somewhere, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whether outright or...
But it's, you know, like in hip hop, it's tolerated to a certain degree as part of the musical culture.
Right.
You know, is it the same way in jazz?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I stumped you, huh?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm not in the contemporary jazz scene.
Before that Jose James tune, we heard Chester Watson, young kid. I think he's 17 now. Self-produced, self-released. He's a playwright as well. And you can find more of Chester Watson's music on his Bandcamp page. You can find all his tunes are up. And they're at, and it's a name your price kind of operation. So you could go and pick the songs you like and just name, you know, you're not required to put in 99 cents or $1.08 or whatever.
Mm.
And then before that, we heard Can Kick out of Oxnard, California. Shrooming Bird Morning Song from the beautiful Opus of Love, Deeper Than Flesh album, also self-released and produced from Can Kick. And real quick, I want to make sure to get loved ones that you know that April 24th, the Agri Lights, featuring Mr. Jeff here, will be at the Santa Ana Observatory. And at the following night on the 25th, there'll be the Belly Up Tavern in San Diego. For more information about those shows or anything else, or if you want to see a beautiful Jeff photograph or two, you can check out agroreggae.com or check out, of course, the Agri Lights Facebook page. And it's right on time for you guys to be playing some shows. I mean, the sun's up and the weather's nice, and you guys are just that type of outdoor fun band.
Yeah, we're going to bring some beachy vibes.
And Mr. Chris Navarro representing HelloFresh. And once again, Long Jones, the spelling for HelloFresh is HelloFraiche. You can find them at HelloFresh.com. You guys also have a Facebook page, right?
We do.
Yeah. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
And aside from the Burgers and Beats event, what do we have to expect in the next few months from HelloFresh?
We've been helping out.
We're gonna be descriptive about food if you can.
Oh, we're participating in the 626 night markets. They last year they had a huge event. They split it into three events this year, so it's gonna be Orange County Night Market, Downtown LA Night Market, and also the 626 Night Market. Mm-hmm. We'll be participating in those.
So Night Market.
Yeah. The 626 Night Market, you can look under. We're going to be doing a Filipino food concept, which is a lumpia, which is like a deep-fried egg roll. And it's, when you crunch, it's a crunchy, crispy egg roll. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be do some classic flavors and also experimenting with some other California flavors. So,
no kidding. That sounds pretty cool. I'm gonna definitely be there with my bib on. I mean, let's have a couple more tunes. I want to come back and talk to you guys just a little bit more. This is the great Lee Fields and the Expressions. Brand new music from the album coming out on June 3rd on the Truth and Soul label. Magnolia is the name of the tune. Enjoy. You sweet thing. Michael Kiwanuka from his, I think it's his third record. Anyway, it's on Third Man Recordings. That's a single. Oh, the record's not out yet. It's expected this summer, but that is a single called You Got Nothing to Lose by a British singer-songwriter, Michael Kiwanuka. He's playing with Jack Johnson a couple days in August at the Greek. Sounds like a good time. Prior to that, we heard the great Lee Fields and the Expressions. Magnolia is the name of the tune from the upcoming record on June 3rd called Emma Jean on Truth and Soul Records. Loved ones, check out the Truth and Soul label online. They get a really good catalog. I recommend it. He's also playing soon. I don't have the dates. I think he's playing right around that release date, though, in Los Angeles. And awesome. Christian, Jeff, man, thanks so much for coming in again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you guys are always welcome. And looking forward to the Burgers and Beats event coming up April
19th
in North Hollywood on Vaux Street.
Yeah. Yep.
But you can check out more on their website, HelloFresh. That's spelled HELLAFRAICHE.com. Or check them out on the old Facebook there. And Jeff, we'll see you on April 24th at the Santa Ana Observatory.
Yeah.
And loved ones, check out agroreggae.com or check out the AgriLights on Facebook. Loved ones, I will see you next week. Thank you so much.
Bye.